Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, this is your host, Doug and Jackie Christie, and you can join us throughout the entire show by joining our chat room. And today we are paying tribute to fathers and just how important they are to the family. Fathers are the glue. They are a huge part of the family foundation, and we love them.
No question about it, babe. Let's go over some of the things that fathers bring to the table and what else we, obviously, as fathers, may need to know to continue to be not only positive role models, but also good father in our children's lives or eyes as well. Thank you.
That's right. And number one on our list, you guys, we got?
Well, let's start it off, baby, with commitment. In your child's life always. This is a huge, huge one. It builds so many different things in your child inside that you can't see, but you see strength in a lot of different things because the commitment to always know that your father is going to be there for you is huge, baby.
It is very huge. And just like you committed in a relationship with someone else, you know how when we're adults and we take that so serious, you know, oh, my God, I'm committed. This is the way I'm going to do this relationship. You have to have that same type of commitment with your child, and they really would love you for it. So that's a good one for dads, honey.
No question, baby. Also, communication. Fathers have to let down their guards, and this is really, really big, and communicate with their kids and let them know that they love them. And this is something that you have to do on a daily basis because if they're girls or if they're boys, always tell them that you love them over and over is something that it's not only going to build stability and strengthen them, but it's something that they're always going to remember as they grow. And then they're going to pass that on, hopefully, to their children because when you get used to hearing I love you every day, you're going to start loving yourself at the same time, babe.
Oh, couldn't have said it better. That's so right. That's so right. Number three, we have understanding. It is very, very, very important. Fathers out there, to understand your children and not just say, oh, I know what he means or she means. Sit down and really open up yourself to understanding what they feel and what they're going through and know that your voice is deeper by nature. So they may seem a little frigid and scared and, you know, if you raise your voice a little bit and if they explain that, you know, I didn't tell you, Dad, because I thought you would get mad, try to be understanding and talk to them about it and explain, no, I wouldn't get mad and I really appreciate you being honest, but always know you can talk to your father. So understanding is huge, right, babe?
Yes, that is a big one. And when you say, you know, what you talking about, Willis, that deep voice that deep voice comes in. But you're right. Sometimes the child can be a little bit more fearful maybe of dad just because of that deep voice. But understanding and letting them know that you're there for them and that you love them is big, baby. I believe that one.
Oh, it's really, really big, honey. And then the next one, you guys, we got protection. The kids have to know. Always let your child know they can depend on you for protection from all that they are afraid of and that they fear in life. Their daddy will always be there. If they know that, they have a solid foundation to go on as they grow.
Yes, I totally agree, baby. Protection is used in a lot of different ways because for a boy and knowing that his dad is there for him, you know, you can remember growing up and you say, I'm going to go get my dad or I'm going to get my brother. It's something inside of you that lets you know that you have some backing, some stability. And, you know, he might send you back out there and say, no, you got to do it yourself. But the fact that you know that that protection is there for you is very, very huge in a child's mind. And then we have friendship. Now, this is, I would say, one of the tops, wouldn't you, babe?
Oh, I would definitely have to say that. Friendship is very important.
Yes, be friends with your kids, but at the same time, you still have to be the authoritative figure in their lives. And I think when you do this, it shows them that you love and respect them at the same time. You know, being friends with them, playing with them, joking with them, not always being, you know, the disciplinarian, but you're going to always have to do that, but not every single time. Sometimes you got to joke with them and really try to dig in and try to be a friend, understand what they like, their likes and dislikes, the colors that they like. When they hear you say stuff like that, they know that you're paying attention to what it is that really makes them tick.
Oh, most definitely. Go down to their level, you know, because a lot of times kids, and I remember growing up and seeing my dad sometimes, and he'd go play cards with all his friends in the neighborhood, and he would bring me because I was the little miniature entertainer, you know. I'm named after my dad. My dad, my late father, his name was Jack as well, and it was funny because he would take me and have me dance or sing or entertain a lot of his friends, you know, and their wives and stuff, and they would always put like 50 cents pieces in my pocket, and I thought that was just the biggest thing in the whole wide world. So I was entertaining at 2 and 3 years old, but I remember sometimes when my dad would be laughing and joking with his friends, if we were in the car driving home and he didn't laugh and joke with me, I remember feeling a little envious, a little bit like, well, I'm not cool, Dad. I'm not like your friends. You laughed and joked with them. I want to laugh and joke. So I would actually tell my dad, and I can remember vaguely, he would always say, you're the apple of my eye, and then he would make jokes on purpose on the way home just so I could feel special too. So come to their level and always let them know that you're my buddy, and that's one thing about my husband and our son Douglas is they're buddies, they're pals. And it's funny because sometimes Douglas will get a new toy and he'll say, Mom, I can't wait to play this with my buddy. And I'll forget that he's talking about his dad and I'll go, oh, really? When your cousin comes over, he goes, no, my dad, big son. Because, you know, I'll share a little story really quick with you guys before we move on. When Douglas was born and he was a little baby, my husband nicknamed him Little Son. And he was Big Son. And so Douglas would call his dad Big Son for a couple of years when he first learned how to talk. It was off the chain. And thinking about it right now, it brings tears to my eyes because it's them special memories that, you know, that's why fathers are so special, you guys. It's just really sentimental for me. And, I mean, I'll never, ever forget that in my life because, I mean, that is just special. It's a prize. And I made T-shirts. We actually designed and made some T-shirts that said Little Son and Big Son and some jackets. We made these bomber jackets when Doug played for the Sacramento Kings. And on the back of his was Big Son. Remember, honey?
Yeah, I totally do. And it was a little kid pointing up, and the dad was sitting down, and the little kid was, like, scolding him, like, Big Son, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, that was something else.
It was the most beautiful thing, you guys. And then from a kid's point of view, fathers out there, all you fathers out there, and I want to tell you guys, we're sharing some tips and some things with you guys, and we're not saying anything or telling you how to be dads because we just want to pay tribute to all of you fathers that's out there. You're, you know, being good dads. Even if you're not living in the home, you're going and seeing your kids. You're calling the wives, the ex-girlfriends, the girlfriends, whoever they are that have your children. Even if you're not the official dad, the biological dad, if you're just a stepfather, if you're in that role, just the whole fact that you're standing up and being a dad to this child is just the most, oh, my God, I appreciate it so much, and it is the most powerful thing. It is to be applauded, and we are proud of you, and we just wanted to, that's what this show is all about, is paying tributes to fathers. And here is some fun little ideas. I asked a couple kids, ours included, what they thought, and from a kid's point of view, fathers should be and do these things. Fathers should be like a friend to their children, but still make them mind them, meaning still tell them what to do when they listen, and do their schoolwork. So that's for one. And then we got another child that said fathers should love and protect their kids always. That's from another one. Then I'll let my husband share some.
Yes, and then we also have fathers should not get mad. at their children if they make a mistake. They want you to show them how to make amends instead of just going crazy on them. Just say, you know what, that's okay. Let's clean up the milk together. Also, we got fathers should always be there for their children. That was a big one, babe.
Oh, that is so big, you guys. And then we'll move right on down to fathers have to buy their kids awesome Christmas presents. And I won't say who told me that one, but that one really tickled me because I thought, wow, that's so cute. And, you know, little children, and one thing my husband's always, you know, made me aware of and just we talk about is how kids are so innocent. Their little minds, that's what's big to them, you know,
yeah.
Not the latest this and the latest that. Well, games, they want the toys and all that, but it's the simple things. It's, oh, Christmas time, spending it with my family, Santa Claus coming, leaving the cookies and milk out, that sort of thing. And the holidays are always so melancholy for us and so sweet and special. But definitely fathers should buy their kids or their stepkids Christmas presents, you guys. And then we'll move right along to one that is special that we want to share with you guys. And this is from little Douglas Jr., our son. And he said, when I asked him, Douglas, what should a father do that will make him a good dad? He said, fathers should love their children always, and if they need to be educated, they should teach them. And sometimes dads die, Mom, but even if they do, they want their sons and them should always love each other, and they always know that they love each other. And I just, you know, and that was exactly how he said it, and I typed it exactly as he said it. So I'm repeating it to you guys, and I thought that was very special because he's 7 years old. And then
Dougie is something else. And his cousin Ray Mill, we asked him what he thought, and he said fathers should bring their kids to their chest and let them fall asleep, especially if the son gets hurt or something. And those are the type of things that are just, it's crazy when you hear a kid say it, because there are things that I'm sure as a child you remember so much that, oh, I was hurt and my dad hugged me and we were watching TV and I was able to fall asleep. Those are the things that build so much stability and strength in children. And those two quotes are just something else from two great kids. And now we will take a short break, and we're going to play a great song for you guys that we truly, truly adore, and we hope that you enjoy it also.
And when we come back, we just wanted to tell you guys that, you know, there's some great stuff, so stay tuned in. And if you want to call in, you can call us at 347-215-8305, or you can join our chat room throughout the entire show. Here we go.
Just put your call the wrong time. shine. Oh,
back, you guys. We wanted to share that with you. That is What About Bob by one of our artists, Bobby Tinsley. He is really, really, really blowing up in Europe right along with Shani, and that is just a song that we happen to truly adore. We wanted to make sure that you fathers out there understand and know how important you are to the family and the family foundation. Definitely keep on doing what you're doing. Much power to you. You guys are upstanding. It is fabulous. Having a dad in the family is special. I'm a woman, a wife, and a mother, and I'm telling you, it is the most beautiful thing to know that my children have their father, their dad, there, not only teaching them, homeschooling them, and educating them, but being a great role model, being that example that they need to see. I don't care really what people say, oh, well, you know, it's so much on television, it's so much in the streets, and blah, 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 blah. If you have a father in the home and they're being that good example, believe me, the kids are going to emulate that. They are going to want to be like that. And you have to also encourage and instill in them what's the right thing to do and what's the wrong thing to do. And you do it in a loving way. And I can say I give much tribute. I pay tribute to my husband for being that person and that role model. And I say thank you to all the other fathers and dads out there that's doing the same thing.
No question about it, baby. Fathers do so much. I would say they teach boys to be men. They teach
mm-hmm.
girls what to look for in a man. Obviously, it's a father is a child's first jungle gym, and that is something that is just incredible. The strength in the family is what a father brings, stability and security. A father's hug, a father's kiss, a father's I love you goes so, so far in a child's life to bring confidence to him. So to all the fathers, whether you're in the house or not, as long as you're in the child's life, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that they are never truly, truly going to forget. They remember those times.
Oh, most definitely. And once again, you guys, we are not trying to claim to be counselors or authorities on this subject. We are just your hosts, Doug and Jackie Christie, sharing information and our thoughts with you. And again, Merry Christmas to all you dads and fathers out there, and we'll be moving right along into our next segment. And today in Hot Topics, we have a Brooklyn woman, and this is serious, you guys, a Brooklyn woman parties with a stranger and vanishes after leaving a Chelsea nightclub. A stunning Brooklyn woman disappeared during a late night of partying and is feared dead after a stranger lured her away from the infamous Manhattan nightclub. Curly-haired beauty Laura Garza, 25 years old, was last seen leaving the 10th Avenue Club Marquee around 4 a.m. on Wednesday with Michael Melee, a 23-year-old registered sex offender. She met there. Police and law enforcement said Melee, the son of a retired MTA assistant deputy police chief, William Melee, turned himself in to state police in Newburgh Friday afternoon, sources said. His father and lawyer accompanied him. Now, this is very, very serious, you guys. This is something that I want to tell all the young ladies out there that's listening, do not. And even guys, do not leave with a strange person. There's women that could do the same harm to a guy, right, babe?
No question from, you know, putting something in a guy's drink and,
yeah.
You know, you wake up and, anything can happen. So you got to be careful. Along as out there, there's HIV and AIDS. There's a lot of different things. And we know we always say make sure that you know your status. And these are the type of situations that you put yourself in. Not to saying you can't go out and party and have a good time because you can, but you got to use your head when you're doing that type of thing, no question, babe.
That's right.
Well, in Hot Topics also, we have, now listen to this, everybody. A man is killed for hogging a karaoke mic. No
That's
matter.
That's a tongue twister, huh?
No matter how serious some people take karaoke, apparently some people take it a little bit too far, and it's really not worth killing someone over. A group of customers at a karaoke bar in Borino Island in Malaysia thought so, and
wow,
an unspecified number of men beat and stabbed a 23-year-old man by the name of Abdul Sani Dali to death outside of a bar Wednesday night. What started this horrific attack, that you might ask? The district police official said, well, he was hogging the mic and he refused to give it up, end of quote. And that is the type of thing that is just crazy. I guess he was having a little bit too much of a good time, or maybe he's saying too well, but it's truly, truly an unfortunate situation.
Oh, that's so sad. Our hearts and prayers go out to him and his family. And you guys, if you go out there and you play karaoke, please don't hog the mic. No, just kidding. Okay, and moving right along, we have a huge surprise for everybody out there. This is big, you guys. Announcing first, and this is the debut announcement. It has been a press release sent out as well, but on our son, Dougie Jr., he is releasing his very first book titled Dougie Learns to Ride. That's right, you guys, on December 10th, 2008, the first in his children's series. Our 7-year-old is now a published author. We are extremely proud of him, and we want everyone to go to Amazon or go to your local Barnes & Noble and pick one up, okay, for any of the little people you're buying gifts for. This is great. It's in time for the holidays, and this is the catch, you guys, and this is the big thing. All proceeds from his book will be donated to charity. So I just want you guys to know it's a great kids' book. It's got a positive message. It's fantastic. It's colorful. And it's our son's very first one in his series. So we are very, very excited to talk about hot news on that one.
No question about it. Everybody watch out because he's coming with more. But Dougie Learns to Ride is in your bookstore, so please go check it out. Also, we got – now, can I hear $1 a gallon, maybe?
Oh, my God. Is that
$1, baby? Oil prices hit 4-year lows Friday as employers cut the highest number of jobs in 34 years.
Oh, my
the
God.
Continuing decline in prices is so dramatic and so sudden that it is rising the prospect that gas prices could soon fall below $1. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking $1 a gallon of gasoline. You know, that is 50 cents less than it cost. It would be 50 cents less than it cost a month ago, and we're starting to talk about $1, and I just really can't believe it. Now, granted, this we haven't seen prices like this since March 1999 when prices were 97 cents a gallon, but it is something that is possible. Don't know if it's going to happen, so, you know, look out at the pumps, and hopefully you keep your car full, because if they rise back up, you never, never know. So check it out, $1 a gallon, maybe.
Do you think it's safe, honey, if people go and fill up, get like 10 gallons of gas, you know, those cans, and just fill them up to the top and put them in their garage? That wouldn't be safe, huh?
It wouldn't be safe, but it might be wise.
Okay, and moving right along, you guys, we're going to our love and romance section.
And today we wanted to give you guys a little something different in our favorite segment of our show, and we will be sharing a poem with you guys and then reading off a few of your questions and comments, followed by this week's contest announcement.
Okay, I guess I will get ready to share with you guys. This is a lady that I'm sure you will all know, and I love, love, love her poetry. I've always loved poetry. Me and my husband is huge spoken word fans. We write our own. We tune in to Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. We're crazy about it. And speaking of that, honey, we haven't done that in a while. We should try to see. Today's, what, Saturday? It'll be on tonight.
Sometime Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think that's the night. Okay, let's check it out.
And you know what? By the way, I'm going to give you guys a little extra hint. You know, you can pick up the box series from the Deaf Poetry Jam for Christmas and give it to somebody if they like what we like, and that's poetry. But anyway, here we go. This is called Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil pumping in my living room, just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides, just like hope in springs high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still like air I rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wonderfully clear, I rise. Bringing the gift that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of a slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. And that was by Maya Angelou, and I wanted to share that with you guys.
That's the applause right there that you give when you gotta clap
Thank
for
you guys.
It.
Thank you. She's
it.
Lovely. And what are you getting? These are some questions from some of our listeners we wanted to share with you guys, and a couple of comments you guys left. Here we go. Jackie, what are you getting for Doug for Christmas? As I'm sure he has everything already. Well, if I tell you live on air, then everybody's going to know, including him, so I can't. But I can say I have been looking out for some great ideas, and I got some great stuff already, and I got a couple things on my list, and Santa's got a couple things on his list, and all the elves got a couple things on their list, and so he'll have to just wait till December 25th, but I will announce what I got him on the next show just following Christmas.
No question. I always meet Santa about midnight. He come down the chimney, and me and him, we rap, so I already know what I get before I open it up. But check this out, babe. Doug and Jackie, do you think two people should stay together if one committed adultery and was honest, though, and came back and told the other and said that they are sorry?
I guess I can start with answering that, and everybody knows that I don't play that. So, no, I would not accept the sorries. Because let me tell you why, you guys. Let me just break it down for you for a second, and I'm going to let my husband tell you what he feels. Okay. Not only is HIV, and that is something that we are trying our hardest. We have been doing this for now a year and a half, going on 2 years, thanks to our sweet friend Betty Jones in Washington, D.C., that has educated us and made us aware of even the strong disease out there, the very serious disease, HIV and AIDS, and let us know, and we are trying to bring attention to it and tell everybody to go out there and get tested and know your status. But not only is HIV high on the list of something that you can contract, you want to respect your temple. Your temple is your body. You want to respect that much more. It's a lot sweeter and greater when you save yourself for that special someone. So just going out and having a affair or committing an infidelity against your committed mate that you've already gave your commitment to, not only does that show disloyalty, it's a letdown. It's very, very abusive. Emotionally and mentally, and you wouldn't want that to happen to you. So don't think just because you go and tell them you're sorry that it's okay and it's all good. I would suggest, I'm not saying break up. Don't get me wrong, because I get a lot of these kind of emails and stuff on the MySpace and everything. But I am saying to you guys to make positive sure if you're going to stay with that person, you go and get them tested immediately and don't be intimate with them for quite some time so you can get some positive tests, because sometimes the test can come back that there's nothing going on, it hasn't shown up yet. On top of that, you're going to want to see a counselor, because that's not something that's easily forgotten. You're going to hold, you know, resentment and everything, and you may not talk to that person about it, but you're going to definitely talk to your friends about it. I've had it happen. Lots of friends come to me and tell me, and it hurts the other person, so the trust factor has got to be rebuilt. So definitely see some counselors, and that's what I would say if you're going to stay together. But more than likely, I think if the person goes out and commits infidelity, it's because that means, you know, the relationship has pretty much run its course. It's sad to say, but it's not something that I would want to be a part of.
No question. And I don't know if I'm going to sound – well, I guess I'm going to sound like a hypocrite right here, but I will say this. For me, no. But – it's a personal thing.
That's right.
And,
that's true.
And I would have to say trying to work it out and stay together, that is the real commitment, is being mm-hmm. committed to the commitment. So mm-hmm. I know I may sound a little hypocritical, but it's hard. You got to be out there, and you got to try to do what's best for your family, no question.
That's right. And don't be committing adultery, because if you are out there doing that, you know, and, you know, you guys be clear on that, it's a bad, 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 bad thing. Okay. Moving on to the next one. Doug, are you mad at the rumors about you and Jackie being in love too much with each other? And I would just I'll just dress really quickly, and it's no, we just grin and bear it because we have no choice. Basically, it's too many of you out there hating. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, how can you judge another person's love for someone? I love myself as much as I love my husband. My husband loves himself as much as he loves me. I would never do anything to disrespect, tarnish, or lower the values and standards and core meaning of our marriage. And that's the same thing that my husband feels for me. So people out there having those kind of suggestions or ideas, it doesn't make me mad. Baby?
No, it doesn't make me mad. And I think I say too much love. I think not. I'm down with the shower.
So does that mean you love me, baby?
That means I love you the more than you know. too much love, I think not. Shower it on my wife as much as I possibly can, no question about it.
Okay, so would you, let's take you back to question number one, or number two, rather. Would you go out and commit adultery and then come back and tell me later?
No, not even a chance. And if you came home, you just keep it moving.
See, you guys, that means pack your and leave.
No, we ain't going to pack it. I'm going to throw it out for you so you can get it as you drive by fast. Okay, here we go. Now I got another one for you.
No.
Jackie, when is your new, and I'm going to say this again, Jackie, when is your new book coming out? Can you tell me?
Okay, everybody, I have a new book coming out. I'll announce it right now. It's called Woman, and I got some fantastic, fantastic, fantastic surprises in the book. I also got some excellent quotes from a lot of guy friends of ours and girlfriends of ours. So you got to pick it up. Check it out. It's called Woman. It will be out December 20th. I know in the press release and all that it was December 10th, but, you know, I had to add a couple extra spicy things to it. So it will be December 20th, just in time for Christmas. So make sure you pick it up. You can get it at Barnes & Noble or online or Amazon or go to jackchristy.com, and there'll be places on there that'll direct you to it. But the book is really, really, really special. It is about women and empowerment and getting your groove back and all kinds of good things. I'm sharing a lot of exciting stuff with you in there, so make sure you pick it up. And now we'll move on to the contest. And since we postponed last week's contest to this week, the prize for this week's contest is a – uh-oh, can I have a drum roll, please?
What's that?
No, this week's contest is a brand new, and you guys know everything, all the contest prizes are new, but I just want to emphasize that, is a brand new Sony PSP.
Okay.
And so make sure you know, enter the contest and join it often for this big prize.
Yeah, or maybe they can use it as an early Christmas gift. So if you win this one, wrap it up, set it under the tree, send it, whatever you want to do.
That's right, that's right. And, you guys, here we go. These are the questions. So I'm going to read them, and I'm going to read them kind of slow, and then we got to move on because we had so much fun in this first segment. Of course, again, we're running late. All right.
Okay, number one I got for you, where was the famous director Tyler Perry born? Again, where was the famous director Tyler Perry born? Number two, what is the name of our daughter Shani's debut CD? Number three, in what city is Fort Knox located? Number four, in what year was electricity discovered and by whom? Number five is this a true or false question for you guys. Can horses swim underwater?
Can horses swim underwater? Where'd that question go?
I don't know.
Here we go, you guys. Here's the next five. Okay. How old is Burt Reynolds?
Y'all
know who Burt Reynolds is. He's the actor. I almost said old actor. I'm sorry, Burt. But how old is Burt Reynolds? Number seven, name the 23rd president of the United States. Again, that's name the 23rd president of the United States. Number eight, how old is the Brooklyn Bridge? Number nine, what is the first team Del Christie played for in the NBA? That means the very first team, not who drafted him, none of that. Who did he fight? And number 10 is, who is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys currently? Who is the head coach 2008-2009 season, or currently right now, unless they fire him?
Uh-oh.
Who is that coach, okay? Make sure you guys email us. You can answer us three different ways. You can either send us a message here on Blog Talk, on our show, or you can go to our MySpace, myspace.com/JackieandDougInfiniteLove. Again, that's myspace.com/JackieandDougInfiniteLove. Or you can go and you can email it to our email. And this is sales, which is S-A-L-E-S, at JackieChristie.com. Again, that's sales at JackieChristie.com.
Baby, should we read it one more again?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, number one, where was the famous director Tyler Perry born? What is the name of our daughter's Shani's debut CD? In what city is Fort Knox located? In what year was electricity discovered and by whom? Is this a true or false? Can horses swim underwater?
Ooh, I want to answer that one. Okay, number six, how old is Burt Reynolds? Number seven, name the 23rd president of the United States. Number eight, how old is the Brooklyn Bridge? Number nine, what is the first team Doug Christie played for in the NBA? And number 10, who is the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks? Again, you can
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, I'm sorry. You can email us, you guys, at myspace.com, Jackie and Doug, Infinite Love, or sales at JackieChristie.com, or you can email us right here on our show. Just send us a message, and we'll get your answers. And the winner, the one that does it first, tonight, because I'm going to look about 11 o'clock right before we go to bed, I'm going to look on there and see. If not tonight, tomorrow, make sure you put your answer in early because the first one will win a Sony PSP.
No question, babe. Now, you know what? Today we got a little something for beauty and lifestyle. And today in beauty and lifestyle, we have for everybody.
We have clear the clutter. Okay,
ooh.
You guys, you got to clear the clutter. Oh, my God. Somebody's playing.
Like that.
Here we go. Clear the clutter. With Christmas right around the corner, you guys, we have to clear out all the old stuff so we can put in the new stuff. So make sure that you do that because I'm sure Santa Claus and all those little elves is looking at what they want to give you, and you don't want to have like 15 pair of the same jeans and they're still sitting in there and you haven't worn them in 3 years and then you get another new pair for Christmas. So make sure you go through and there's consignment shops, all kinds of great stuff, you know, great places that you can get rid of them at, and then you can still keep them, you can still make some money. You don't have to just like throw them away. And then if you want, you can donate that money to charity or you can adopt a family, and I'm sure they would like some designer jeans or just some jeans, period. So there's so many ways you can do it, but clear to clutter is one of my suggestions for lifestyle.
There you go. I got a couple of the mine are going to be gift ideas. So I'm going with number one, 555 Sole ski jackets. They're warm and stylish, come in a lot of different colors, hoods, no hoods, a lot of different styles also, fabrics. Check them out, 555 Sole ski jackets.
Oh, okay. I might have to give me one. They got them for girls?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I'm going to get one then because y'all, you notice I didn't say women. I said girls. Okay. With the weather getting colder and colder by the day, I recommend picking yourself up some good chapstick, okay? Now, I know what you're probably thinking, like, chapstick, who wears that? But when I say chapstick, I'm talking about lip balm, you know, like Carmex or lip gloss for the ladies. Just something to keep your lips moist and stuff because you don't want them to dry out, because I noticed a couple friends and stuff, like you see somebody you ain't seen in a long time, and you'll be, hey, girl, and she go, hey, and go to smile at you, and her lips crack, and all of a sudden they start bleeding while you're talking to them, and they're like, ah, oh. And they don't want to reach their hand up there, so they just keep talking to you, but their face be feeling real tight. No, I'm just kidding. So make sure you guys pick up some
That's cold. Now, I got another one, East St. Laurent cologne, and it is called Coarse. Now, when I say this smells good, it smells ooh good. And I'm, hint. And you know what? It smells so good that your wife might use it all, y'all. So,
see, he's telling you guys because I used all his cologne, but it was off of the hook. Oh, my God. We found it in California. We couldn't figure out where we found it from. We brought it home, and he's got like 10 different kinds of colognes, but that's the one that I just kept spraying on because I like to, like, be when I'm doing my errands, just have little whiffs of it, and it smells so good. I put it on the pillows, everywhere, just all around the house.
And now I'm just cologneless, y'all.
And so, you guys, if anybody finds out where it's sold at, because I think it was a special at Saks Fifth Avenue, I'm not sure, but either way, please call us and let us know, because I've been online trying to find it, and I found these fragrance.net sites, but I think it's like counterfeit. I'm not sure if it's real, and I'm not saying fragrance.net is counterfeit, but I'm saying I don't know if that's the real cologne because it's like $25, and I think that that's not right about cologne. So if you guys find the real deal, and I've called Nordstrom's, I've called everywhere, help me find it because I want to buy not only my husband a bottle, but myself. I might have to have one wrapped up under the tree, too.
Oh, hint for me.
And then the next one, you guys, here's something that's really, really cool, a cell phone car system, okay? And I'm going to hurry up with this one. To keep you safe while driving, with so many more accidents happening every year from driving, while trying to talk on your phone, and you guys know we all do this, get the hands-free kit. I have a phone that actually has a speaker on it now, so I just push the button and you can sit it like on the tray. And most people won't mind if you're talking on the speaker, but if you let them know, well, I'm driving right now, so you are on the speaker, but I'm in the car alone, so don't think that, you know, anybody's listening to you, then they should be cool with it. If not, don't call them until you get to your next destination, because not only is there laws imposed right now that everyone's ignoring, but they're getting tickets if they get caught, it's also dangerous. So that's my tip, is to get the hands-free kit for your cell phone.
No question, and I'm going to keep it with fashion. I'm going to go Ed Hardy, or AKA, he's got another one. It's called Christian Aguilera. My wife said, do not say that, but I'm going to let you guys know. They're brother and sister brands. We got shirts, shoes, fashionable and affordable. Go to some of those sites that we've said. We're not going to say them again, but go check out our archives. Go to some of those sites. Great stuff. Check it out.
Definitely. Archive the shows is hot. You can go there. Our shows are also on iTunes, so you can always go to iTunes and see some of the blog casts there, and it will replay the whole entire show. And next, we have one more little quick segment before we go into the hot sports section, and that is, this is an extra surprise, an extra segment for you guys, and we have some surprises for you and some great info and ideas.
Yes, we do, baby, and let's begin with...
We have a new show logo. If you are on our page right now, you can see it. It is new. Before, we had our cover of our book for like the last year. And by the way, we have made it over a year on Blog Talk. We're so excited. Oh, my God. And so we have a new show logo. We're loving it. It's off the chain. And we want you guys to check it out and tell us what you think.
No question. Okay. Also, my wife's new book. Yes, she has her very own book coming out December 20th, 2008. It's going to be a great book. It's a great gift idea for those out there looking for something awesome for that special someone. And you know what? Let me tell you about it. Matter of fact, I will let my wife tell you a little bit more about it.
Okay, you guys. As I told you earlier, it's hot, it's nice, it's for the women, it's about women, from a woman, and you got to check it out. It's got some good stuff in it. So get it. Okay, next.
Also, check out our daughter Shani CDs, another couple artists of ours, Bobby Tinsley, Small Change. Any of their music can be great Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, and you can always go online and download any of their songs at any time.
Most definitely. And we got some more Christmas gift ideas for you, too, starting with?
I will say a cool Swatch watch.
A what?
A Swatch watch. You know, remember Swatch watches from back in the day? They bringing it back.
Honey, are those the ones that's like yellow and lime green? And
yeah, all different.
Hint. I love one.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Let me write this down. Okay.
You guys, gift cards is great.
Oh, now, hint. There you go. Nike Shox running shoes or Air Force Ones.
Perfume or cologne is a great gift idea.
A great book like Woman by Jackie Christie or any autobiographies.
Stop. Okay, and a good movie, a DVD movie would be hot, or some dominoes.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that one. What about a pet dog or kitty, horse, whatever? A pet is always a good gift at any time.
Oh, most definitely. And lastly, you guys, a hot cell phone. Get one of the phones that have the speaker like mine, like I told you, then you can avoid getting the kit, and they off the hook. You can watch TV on them. You can do everything. Keep up on the latest sports for the men out there. But be sure to tune into our next three shows, you guys. We have some great contests, prizes, announcements to make, some other surprizes for you. So just make sure that you check in back with us in all the next shows.
There it is. There's that music, and that is always the time to bring in our sports guru analysis. The one and the only Wizzle. Blog Talk Land is a beckoning you, Wizzle. Are you there?
Yeah, we right here, man. We enjoying the traffic. It's brisk and cold outside here in the Northwest, but we're dealing with it.
Now, Wizzle, I want to know. I'm jumping right in now. Alabama, one loss. This is just exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking college football, everybody. We need a playoff system because Alabama today loses to Florida, one loss, and now you can't win a national championship. I don't agree with that. What do you think, Wizzle? They laughing at you, Wizzle. They coming on, Wizzle. That's a
sign
right there.
A tough situation for Bama, and obviously,
cool.
Hey, keep it cracking. It's obviously a problem for the BCS system, but it's too bad Obama couldn't have been empowered a little bit quicker, because I'm sure he would have done something about it and it would have been rectified. But hey, you still know And beware that SC has the number one defense out there, and it probably would have been a problem for Florida tonight. So, hey, we're waiting for the way that things play out, which is kind of pathetic, but we got to deal with the systems at P.
There you go. Now, Wizzle, we're going to jump around a little bit. Did you see O.J. Simpson, 9 years minimum, 33 maximum? He gave a plea at the end, but it looks like the juice is going to have to do some time. What do you say about that?
You know, it's a sad thing. Obviously, they had to make a statement in being in Vegas in terms of the type of crime that was committed. It is serious. There is a lot of money changing hands in Vegas, and so that's something that can't be tolerated. It just so happens that it happened to be in Vegas, and you know, hey, if a guy needed his stuff back, there's a part of me that's torn between it because, you know, hey, I'm sure he was ruined from the civil court, and he's trying to live his life now. So hey, he'll have to live with the life and the mistakes that he's made, and that's the way life goes.
No question. Now, Wizzle, a little bit of NBA news. Did you happen to see Boston versus Portland last night? We had a little Paul Pierce, Brandon Roy, 206, that is, a little trash talking going on. Is Boston trying to send a message? What do you get out of that?
I think they are trying to send a little bit of a message, and I do think that they view Portland as a threat with their youth. Maybe they don't know particularly how to play the right way in terms of veteran leadership, but they're on the right track, and I think that it's brilliant for basketball to have elbow grudge match type of deals. You know, it's West Coast, East Coast, and it's brilliant. It's great for basketball.
No question. Well, thus far, Wizzle, in the young NBA season, who do you got as the MVP?
In this young season, I'd have to go LeBron James right now. And I know that Dwayne Wade has looked awfully incredible. But I'm still hard-pressed to see what LeBron can do with his cast. It's always amazing that he can come up with the numbers and a win with a cast that's, hey, let's face it, America, they're not that particularly good in terms of having a true go-to number two all-star and a good a super supporting cast. But everybody plays up to their level, and LeBron certainly holds them accountable, and it gets them to play at a certain level. So they eke the wins out. He puts up numbers. LeBron right now is the truth.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little NFL, and going NFL this Sunday, we got some serious games here. Wizzle, we got the Cowboys at the Steelers. Now, who you got there?
You know, this is going to be a tough one. There's been a lot of off-season turmoil for the Cowboys. I think this might be a little bit too much in terms of a rating. Hey, I could be wrong. I have been wrong, obviously. I just think that the number one defense in the league will show up big. And, hey, there's a couple been shot back and forth between Tony Romo and the quarterback of the Steelers, Mr. Roethlisberger. So it makes for an interesting soap opera type of saga, and I look for the Steelers to rep it out at home.
Okay, what about Philly and Plexico Burrow-less Giants?
I'm going with Philly. I think that they found their stride. They realized the importance of football, and I'm going with Philly to get a win. I think the absence of Plaxico will be felt, and I think that every defensive coordinator in the league will absolutely salivate at the fact that you don't have a 6'5 receiver to go to in crunch time for key receptions. So I'm going with Philly in this one.
Atlanta at New Orleans.
This is going to be a tough one to shoot out. Another week under the belt for Reggie Bush after a comeback and a little bit of a lethargic type of start. But you still got one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league. They're at home. I'm going with New Orleans.
There you go. Washington at Baltimore.
This is going to be a tough game. Obviously, it's a real physical type of feat. I think that Washington's riveting right now. They're going through maybe a little bit of struggles. Obviously, the injury bug has plagued them a bit. But I'm going with Baltimore at home. I think they'll rep it out. And Mr. Joe Flacco.
Hey, the Flacco man. Okay, the Brett's at San Francisco.
Hey, I think this could potentially be an upset. And not only are the Brett's, a team that's beatable. This is going to be a shootout. This is going to be an unconventional game, and I look for Frisco to rep it out at home. They're a tough game. They're coming off a big win last week, and I think they can continue momentum this week.
Miami and Buffalo. Now, this game's going to be played in Toronto. Who do you got there?
This is going to be a great one. I think the Toronto fans will enjoy the fact that Miami will, on the positive side of things. I look for Miami to bounce back from last week from a tough loss and to avenge their momentum as they get it going into the playoff time.
No question. New England in the Northwest at Seattle. Who do you got in that one?
I go with New England. It's going to be a tough one. Hasselbeck back, a little bit more time under the belt with the receiving core and whatnot. But I just think it's going to be a little bit too much, a little bit much to play for on the other side of the ball with New England. New England.
There you go. St. Louis at Arizona. Old foes face each other. Who you got there?
It's going to be a good one. I think that Steven Jackson will have a huge game, potentially 200 yards or so. But at the end of the day, we're going with the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to go ahead and solidify their spot in the West.
Kansas City at Denver.
It's going to be another good shootout. Kansas City is the sleeper team. They put up pretty good numbers as of late for you fantasy players. But we're going to go with Denver. Denver's hot, and they're looking pretty good. The
there
snake
you go. There you go. Cleveland at Tennessee.
Tennessee all day. I think they're on a mission. They got to rep it out. They got to do what they got to do to solidify and to sharpen themselves as a team. And this is a game where you use to hone all those things. So I look for Tennessee to come up on this one.
Cincy at Indiana.
Indiana at home, another big game. We're talking about playoff run, playoff time. What are you playing for? Hey, obviously Cincinnati goes in with the mentality that we can play loose, but Indiana has another type of objective at hand, and I think they will prevail tomorrow, Indiana.
Minnesota at winless Detroit.
Woo! Detroit, you got action where, but it's going to be Minnesota tomorrow. It's going to be a close one. I think that Detroit will show up, and I think that you're finally starting to get screwed in and dialed in a little bit more, but it's going to be Minnesota tomorrow. Turnovers on defense.
Houston at Green Bay.
I'm looking for Houston to get a win. They're coming off a big, obviously a huge win on Monday night. Those red jerseys is banging. They're crazy, son. But anyway, we're going to go with the Texans in this one. I think it's going to be a big momentum builder. And obviously their number one pick a few years ago was a stud. They're doing well.
Jacksonville at the Bears.
It's going to be another the home field has something to do with it, and so I got to go with Chicago.
Chicago. Now, we're going to also, we got a Monday night game, and this one could just well be probably the best Monday night game all year, maybe. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Who you got there?
I think Carolina will come up on the positive side. They look too good. Obviously, they have Steve Smith, and I think they have too much talent on the offensive side of the ball, and they will make things happen.
And to all our listeners out there, we don't know if we will be seeing the Wizzle next week because it sounds like he is still in the car as we speak. But Wizzle, NFC East, it looks like it's going to be the Giants. Would you agree with that?
The Giants look pretty solid right now. I do think that the absence of a 6'5 receiver will hurt them ultimately in the playoffs. But right now I think that they got that pretty much solidified.
NFC West, looks like it may be those Arizona Cardinals. What are you thinking there?
Tomorrow's going to be a big game, and I think that they've got a couple of losses that they maybe feel like they shouldn't have. It's time to get another win, and they will solidify tomorrow as well.
The AFC South, the Tennessee Titans, is that pretty much locked up?
It's a lock for the Titans, a better team, a better brand of football. They got their loss out the way, and playing physical and let the cards fall.
Now, the AFC West, this is a sleeper team. They beat the Jets. I mean, you're looking at a Denver Bronco team that is this. Could this be the sleeper of the playoffs?
A sleeper, yes, because they got there. Obviously, their defense has plagued them all year, and you can't have a shootout. They have 30-point shootouts if you're trying to win a championship and get it done. Ultimately, it comes down to defense. possessions getting stops and implementing your game plan. So I do think they will solidify, but it's a kind of a smoke screen type of playoff team.
I have to interrupt you guys.
Uh-oh.
And they want to know, what is your guys' pick for what NBA team would win it all if it was played tomorrow?
Oh, Whistle, who do you got as the NBA champion if the championship game 7 was tomorrow?
The championship game 7, you know, that's kind of tough because there's so much of a season to be had, and obviously you have to look with the Celtics and what they've done last year. They have the most experience. But, hey, it's going to be interesting this year. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers, and on an interesting note, you got to look at what was key in terms of for the Celtics in their championship run, and it was home court advantage. If the Cleveland Cavaliers could possibly, you know, have that game 7 at home, we could be talking about another type of team. So we'll see what happens. Let's let it play out. Obviously, right now, you got to go with the champs. They look good, the most polished, the most successful. So we got to go with the champs for right now. But be patient.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I think that Cleveland could really pull it out. The Lakers are looking they're looking okay. The Lakers they don't look like they can win on the road really at home. They're a tough team. They talked about, you know, really getting the defense together and being a tougher bunch. I don't know if you can make tough by going in the weight room and lifting, but I think obviously if they have Bynum last year, that's a whole different series. So I'm going to go West Coast, and I'm going to go with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
Wizzle, as far as before we get out of this football, what is, would you say, the must-win game tomorrow?
The must-win game. Let's see. It's huge. There's so many stories and so many subtopics that go on. I'm going to say the game with Dallas. Dallas at Pittsburgh. Obviously, there's a lot of, self-proclaimed America's team. There's a lot of Cowboy fans. They feel like they're back. There's been a farce with saying that the most talented team should prevail, and I don't necessarily think that's so. I think it's the best team and not necessarily the most talented. So they have a huge task ahead of them tomorrow. They're going to be playing in the cold. Obviously, it's not going to be a friendly environment. And the Steelers are serious, and they've quietly put together another great season. So, you know, I think that's the game to watch, keep your eyes on, and it really sets a pulse and a tone for what type of season for the rest of the season that the Cowboys will have.
I would have to agree with you. I think that Cowboys game is going to be not only a must-win, but a must-watch for the fans out there. Wizzle, as always, we appreciate your insight into the world of sports, and we want to say, Wizzle, stay out of the drizzle.
Stout, Gabby's Q, slab of ribs, blue all slaw, and...
Yeah.
And everybody, make sure that you take care of yourself and you're kind to others. Again, until we catch you next time, 5 o'clock Saturday, same place, same time. Peace.
Get it on.